Hi guys, this is your librarian, Ms. Vinches, and for your end of course, I know you all just finished writing your short stories with your creative writing teachers, and I was able to read a couple of them, and you all did amazingly well. And we want to extend the lesson from classroom to library by using some of the technology that we have here in the library to kind of bring those creative writing stories, those short stories, you know, to life. And what we are going to do is I'm going to be helping your teacher, and I want to see you all try to do an audiobook with your short stories. I know that we've had a little bit of experience with audiobooks, not too much as we would have wanted, but we have touched base a little bit with that. And you know, what greater way than to creating our own audiobook? And for that, you are going to be using a website called Podbean. I know in the beginning of the school year, I went over that website and I explained how it's used for podcasts and such. So for those that were here in the beginning of the school year, try to log on to your accounts to see that you remember your username and your password. Usernames should be your school ID. I mean, your school email, sorry. And your password should be your school ID. You are more than welcome to change your password if you feel that maybe, you know, I don't want it to be that anymore. That's perfectly fine, but you do have to keep the school email as your username. Now, for the students that were not here in the beginning of the school year, I will help you create your account for that, and I will be going over how to use the Podbean, the website. It is used a little bit differently from the computer to using it on a tablet or iPad, iPod, or you know, smartphone or iPhone. So I will be helping you out with that. And if in case you want to get ahead, I do have a screencast for using Podbean on a laptop or, you know, PC, and using it on, you know, like I said, a mobile device. So what we're going to try to do, or what I'm going to try to help you out with, is trying to get those short stories and having you all record yourselves and being able to, you know, have it as an audiobook. I do want you all to really read with emphasis. If it's a funny story that you wrote, your voice should sound cheery, should sound bubbly, should sound happy. And if it's a more serious story, I do want to hear, you know, I want to hear you giggling or yelling or anything like that. Your tone of voice should fit the mood of the story or the message that you are trying to convey. If you have characters that are children, do try to, you know, somewhat change your voice to make it sound like a child. Or if you have female characters, you know, make your voice sound female, or vice versa. If your character is a male, you know, try to deepen your voice maybe so that they can sound like a male. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you are, you know, also able to, you know, get some friends or family members to help you with those parts. If you have little brothers and sisters, they can help you out with, you know, the children parts, if you have children and such. As long as it doesn't involve, you know, a whole bunch of other people reading your story. Your story should be read mostly by you. So, for example, if you have a line that says, Molly says, yes, I'm ready to go to school, then the only thing I should hear in a different voice should be, yes, I'm excited to go to school, which is what the person said. Everything else, all the rest of the narration, should be read by you. Now, since we are trying to encourage, you know, the creating audiobooks and listening to audiobooks, I did recommend to your teacher posting these on your class Edmodo. And I know your teacher would want you all to leave comments on there. So all I can say about that is try to keep your comments clean and appropriate. If you feel the need to offer any criticism, try to make it constructive and positive. I wouldn't want to see or hear that, you know, y'all were being mean or tearing down each other's stories. Not nice. So yeah, as to how to record the audiobook, you are going to log on. Try to use either the iPads here or the tablets, or if you are going to do it at home, try to use your tablet, iPad, or even your phone. Your phone will work. And you are going to have to download the app for Podbean. It's free, so there shouldn't be any charges. And you are going to download the Podbean app, and then you're going to log in. Remember, your username is your school email, and your password is your school ID number. And unless you change your password, then just input that. And then from there, you are right on the front page. There should be a orange button on the bottom right that has a little picture of a microphone. You're going to tap on that button, and it sends you to another window. And it should say, it does offer you the option of having music in the background, but since it is an audiobook, unless you feel it's just extremely necessary, I don't really recommend having, you know, background music for it. And at the bottom, you do have another orange button, and all you have to do is just tap that, and it'll start recording. You do have a maximum of 90 minutes to record. I know your teacher is very excited and, you know, happy and proud of some of all your short stories, and she did show some of them to me, and I was able to read them. I don't recall, you know, going over 90 minutes to read some of y'all's stories, so there shouldn't be a reason why anybody's stories should go over that. Or if you say, oh, you know what, I can't fit into one file, it's too long, please make sure that you tell your teachers, or you can also tell me, and maybe I can also help you out with, you know, what's going on that's making your audiobook so long, longer than 90 minutes. So you will be, you know, having a chance to use the tablets and the iPads here so that you can record. And also, if you need people for, you know, to read certain lines, you know, this would be, library time would be the best time to do that, because you do have your classmates that can help you out with that. But you are also more than welcome to come by after school, or if you need more quiet time to be able to record, then more than welcome to do it at home as well. But I mean, here in the library, we do have the iPad card. We have a couple of tablets as well. And you will be with your class, so you have access to, you know, the rest of your peers to help you out with that. So if there's any questions with being able to log on to your Podbean account, or if you need any more suggestions, I did forward a link to your teacher. to post on the Edmodo class page for y'all. And I did, I forwarded her a couple of audiobooks that, you know, are my personal favorites. Not so, like, I mean, they're great stories, but it really, really makes a difference when it's a really, really good narrator that is telling the story. So I really want you to, you know, listen for that. Listen to the, you know, the types of things that, you know, some of these narrators do to really, really, you know, bring out, you know, important points or funny points in the story. So if you have any more questions that I can help you with here at the library, make sure you let me know. And I will also be posting that screencast I mentioned of how to use Podbean for the newcomer students. We'll be forwarding it to your teacher so that way she can also put those on the Edmodo website. So I can't wait to hear some of your stories. And good luck.